T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You thought the fan text blew up over another MJ LeBron topic? Wait until you see it over this one. Go ahead, Roy.
Man, so my wife is a saint. And yesterday was Teacher Appreciation Day throughout the Metroplex. So if you're not familiar, and by the way, thank you to all the teachers out there who are doing a great job this year. I hope you guys with children were nice enough to give a nice gift to say thank you.
Yeah, let's get to your real motivation. As in the commercial break yesterday, you're like, it's cleanup day. You weren't praising all these teachers and all these
Don't
superintendents.
Be talking about the potty.
It's cleanup day for Roy. Why? Why?
Well, because on Teacher Appreciation Day, there are a lot of deals to be had. A lot of free giveaways, if you will. Food stuffs. Canes gives away a free box combo. Chick-fil-A will give you a free chicken sandwich. I'm like, yeah, I'm going to catch all these things. But there is one place that offers something that I, you know, doing the math, decided was the best value, the best bang for my buck.
And in case you guys don't know, Roy will order his food from a fast food place at one spot and go and get the drink at another because it's cheaper. Although fans have done the math and said, you're basically wasting it on gas.
No, in this case, it's not wasted on gas. They're wrong about that.
Right.
Maybe in today's time, now that we're out of that deal, but whatever. So I decided that the best bang for my buck was to get a burrito from Chipotle. You get the cheese in there, you get the guac in there, maybe you throw in some extra meats.
Yeah.
And that can get your burrito up to like $13-14. I figure that's going to be great news. My wife says, hey, text me your order and I will have it delivered to you. I'm like, man, that's so sweet. My wife, she's amazing. She's going to get a burrito bowl as well, but she's not going to have any meat in hers. No big deal. She is Vietnamese, for those that don't know. And for her...
What does this have to do with ordering?
Well,
we're about to find out.
You're about to find out. For her, there's a level of spice for her, and there's a level of spice for me. For me, I am mild at worst from Chipotle. Like, I'll take the pico and the corn salsa, please. And that's as far as I'm going with the salsa. Not going with the verde, not going with the extra hot.
Red.
My wife.
Did Broadus's crawfish burn you up the other day?
No. No, but I took it slow. I mean, it was good. It was good. It was perfect.
Okay.
And for my wife, she'll get the extra hot. Well, she gets her own burrito bowl. I asked her for a burrito bowl as well. Gave her my whole order with everything. All she had to do was read it right off the thing. Get home. She pulls out her bowl, hands me a burrito. Hey, did I not tell you a bowl? I guess I got to go passively aggressively go back and check the text messages and pretend that like I know I didn't text you about a bowl, even though I know I did. She's like, oh, I'm sorry, sweetie. I didn't mean to get you. Oh, that's okay. No problem. Take a big bite in there. She says, I mixed it up for you. This is great. Everything will be mixed. Mix it up. Take a big bite. God, man, that's hot. That's way spicier than is there sour cream in here? Is there guacamole in here? Because I'm not really seeing. Yeah, I told him there's guacamole. I watched him put it in. And she's starting to do passive aggressive back to me, too. Like, yeah, I watched him put it in. Yeah. Watched him put it in. I'm like, well, are you sure? Because I'm not really seeing it in here. And sure enough, I take a few more bites, and I'm getting that heat, like face sweat heat.
And you had asked for a burrito bowl, but she brought you a burrito.
I asked for a burrito bowl. She brought me a burrito. I tried to smooth it over by saying it's been a long time since I had a burrito and I forgot how great they were as a part of, you know, the meal.
Yeah, why did you, by the way, order the burrito bowl? Normally you're...
I've been going bowls, man. You always do.
Yeah.
you recommended to me long ago, like, get the burrito, get the extra carbs out of there. And I decided that more often than not when I order my Chipotle burrito, it is... too packed. It's too stuffed.
Yeah.
Very stuffed.
And they can't, none of them, like, they don't care enough to roll it right, and I don't blame them for not caring that much.
Right.
But you really got to care
how
you're going to roll it if I'm going to accept a burrito from you. So I decided, like, just long story short, get make it messy. Get it in the bowl. Well, sure enough, I end up having to, by the way, I end up having to do out the whole burrito anyway.
You unwrapped it?
Yeah, I unwrap and throw it in a bowl and start cutting the tortilla up as a part of it as well. And sure enough, all over this thing, there it is, that extra hot red salsa.
Man.
Now for my wife.
Was there guac in there?
There was guac. Okay. There was guac and there was sour cream. Although both of those stuck in a clump on the other side of the burrito.
Didn't mix it up.
Yeah. So they didn't mix it up. She tells me they mixed it up. They didn't mix it up.
Messed up the salsa.
Didn't give me the right salsa.
Messed up the tortilla.
Okay. Mm. And she tried to equate it, and I understand this because like 2 weeks ago, we went and got food from a place, and I didn't get the type of tofu that she wanted. She like had asked for tofu. She's vegetarian. She had asked for tofu. I didn't get the right one. And she was like, oh, you kind of messed up my order. Well, in this case, you know, after a couple of passive aggressive comments, she kind of shot back. Oh. Well, you messed up my order a week ago. So this is the same thing. And to me, it's not quite the same because the reaction that my body has to the hot salsa is the same as if I would have gotten her meat instead of her.
So here's the question,
Choppy.
Does he have a right to be irritated or does he have to be grateful? She offered to go get it. She brought it home. She took the order. Irritated or ungrateful? Which side would you be on?
Man, that's a tough question. I find it tough. Look, I understand the frustration of not getting the right order. I understand that. Although I do think the burrito versus burrito bowl, I mean, you're really splitting hairs. It's the same contents.
Yeah.
It's the same thing. It's just...
It is, which is why, like, I conceded when I saw the burrito, I was like, I made my comment. You know, she got it. She apologized. Right. Okay, we're good. We're moving forward. But then we start biting into it. And again, for me, it's the difference of, like, it's not that, oh, she forgot an ingredient. No, she put something on there that's going to make my morning much worse as it has this morning,
man.
Because of...
Except you on your own, then make jalapeno poppers and eat them.
Yeah. Well, she made those.
Okay.
She made those. Trying to be appreciative.
Look, I'll be the bad guy along with you. If it's someone that you have known for a long time, like your wife, then she should know your specific request and vice versa. So there's few things worse than once you get the delivery order, you cannot go back. It's done. You're not going out to get more food.
And she offered that too. So passive.
Oh, should
You want me to take it back then? You want me to go get you another burrito?
Yeah,
I'll go to Cane's and get you a box combo then if that's what you want.
No. So there are just some specific things, man, where like you have your heart set on that certain food combination.
You do. You can taste it. You can taste it before you even get it.
And I offered to order online.
Like there's a taco place that I'll order from. If they do not give me the right type of hot sauce, Spittle tried to be nice the other day. He goes, I know you're in love with this hot sauce. You saw him. He goes, I know you're in love with this hot sauce. He brought me a bag of this sauce. It was the wrong sauce. What'd I do? Yeah. Right in front of him. I gave him the bag back. Yep. I said, no thanks. I appreciate it. So, like, if this place delivers me these tacos and they don't give me the right type of mango habanero salsa, I basically don't even want the food. So like,
right, I understand.
You know, like Domino's. I know this is gonna be a white trash admission, but like, I have to have the Domino's marinara sauce,
the dip.
I have to have it in the delivery. I love their marinara sauce. I don't know what it is. I just love it. It's like McDonald's chicken nugget sauces.
Great stuff.
If I do not get that, I don't even want the daggone pizza. So like,
you can order extra sauce on the pie on the pizza.
I know you can.
Yeah,
but I want the cups too.
Oh yeah, I want the cups. Crust.
So these are the type of things I'm talking about. If you bring me Taco Bell and I don't have the sauces, I don't want it. I know it's diva-ish. I know it's little baby. But that's the way I am. That's the way I am.
No, everyone's different. Everyone's particular about different things. Like me with food, I've never sent something back. I've always just taken it.
Yeah.
I don't care. I don't judge customer service at a restaurant. I don't judge if the food's wrong, if the order's wrong, I'll just eat it. Because it's not that big a deal for me. But for other people, it's a big deal. I understand that. I don't judge that. That's your thing. You do your thing with that. And I'm going to sit there and if I order a hamburger and you bring me a chicken panini, fine, whatever. Don't care. I'll go ahead and eat it.
Okay.
You know, it doesn't matter. But
and you'll eat it gratefully. You'll be like, oh, thanks, so great.
Like wings.
Yeah, I'll be happy. Yeah, somebody brought me food. I'd have to cook it.
Like wings. Like I don't have my, I'm not making blue cheese at home. If they don't bring me the blue cheese or enough of it, it kind of, you know, I'm a big condiments guy. I'm a big sauce guy. So I don't know in the moment if I would have said something, but I would definitely have made it a point down the road. I think you're entitled to that because you're married to her. Y'all been together for over a decade. If it's a first date and she's like, hey, let's chill at your place. I'll pick up food. Shut your mouth. Shut your mouth.
Ironically, that's the place we had our first date.
Oh, well, it must have meant a lot to her because she remembered the things you can handle and not handle. So that's the way I view it on that.
Yeah, the big thing here, though, Roy, is that you figured out, and I figured this out, too. I was with Sean. I was always getting the hottest of hot stuff. And as I've gotten older, I just can't. I don't want to. I could still handle it at the time. I don't want to deal with the next day. I don't want that. I used to love jalapeno poppers. I used to love going and getting the hottest of hot wing sauce. Not anymore.
Yeah.
And now you got that. You're on that same boat.
And I'm on the brink. Like the jalapeno poppers, they were delicious.
Yeah.
They were just good enough to make the next morning worth it. This morning, I'm a little bit regretting it.
It's like a six pack, right? She's in the store. She knows you've had a long day, long week, and she brings you the light beer. And like my mom, she won't drink light beer. It's got to be straight regular. So these are types of things that I think you can say something about. That's just me. But you're the one married with a kid. So there's a little Roy ungrateful/irritated food story that happens in many people's houses.
Love the idea of your mom with a regular bottle of Red Dog.
Nah, Budweiser.
That's awesome.
Budweiser. I'm like, Miller Lite, Coors Light, Bud Light. No. I'm going to get that light stuff out of here. She swats it.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.